Welcome to On Being Happier, Thinking with Heart and Mind, a podcast emphasizing the heart's role in happiness, in sound decision-making, and in being at our best. Hi, my name is Ron Schneebaum. I'm a physician, work at the outpatient arm of the Children's Hospital at Dartmouth, and serve on the clinical faculty at Dartmouth College's Geisel School of Medicine. I'm convinced that nothing's more important to the human psyche than love. I've worked at thinking with both heart and mind for over 40 years. While intellectual analysis generally carries the banner of thinker, to leave out the heart is to leave out something vital. Language reminds us of the importance of the heart. To do something half-heartedly or to not put our hearts into an activity means we didn't do it well. And to be heartless is not a compliment. We involve our hearts wherever we care the most, where heart and mind work together, we're happier, have richer relationships, and greater practical success. We are fully present and we are fully ourselves. It's the art of living well. Each episode of this podcast presents a different aspect of thinking with heart and mind. Together, I hope they paint a full and broad picture. I developed this podcast to not only describe a lost art, but to also offer challenges and tools that interested listeners can use to incorporate thinking with the heart and mind into all aspects of their lives. The ideas in this podcast are my own, and the stories have been altered to protect privacy. This podcast is not a substitute for medical advice. If you are experiencing significant difficulties, please seek professional help. I thank you for joining me on this venture. My very best and be well, Ron. Bonus episode, episode 9A. In this bonus episode, I'll describe the daily routine I mentioned in episode 9. If you've not listened to that yet, please do so before listening to this. It will make what's said here more understandable and more usable. This daily practice follows the two major principles laid out in episode 9. 1. Knowing what lies ahead grounds me. And 2. By thinking ahead, I gain flexibility. It differs from episode 9 in that it also adds a layer of heart. I developed this practice some 15 years ago, and it stood the test of time. I offer it to listeners because it's been incredibly helpful, and also because it requires no set belief system or practice. It can stand alone, or you can use it in conjunction with whatever you already do. This practice takes 5 to 10 minutes in the morning, and again 5 to 10 minutes in the evening. I find that to get the kind of concentration and quiet I want, I need to have my eyes closed, and it works best for me to do this when I first wake up in the morning, while I'm still in bed and before I've opened my eyes. If I set my alarm clock, I'll either practice turning the alarm off without opening my eyes, or if I do have to open my eyes, I make sure that I can do it without looking at my phone to see any of the day's notifications. The evening part of the practice takes another 5 to 10 minutes, and here again, I take advantage of my eyes being closed just before I go to sleep. Once I'm ready for bed, I go through this routine, and then I let myself drift off. I begin the practice by letting in light, as described in Exercise 9. If that's something that's not been developed yet, or if it's a morning where you can't quite feel the light in the way that's been described, I found the same effect by imagining the sun peeking through the clouds. I then let that light fill me, and in the same way as in the exercise. This also is a fine time to say a short verse or prayer, if that's your style. Let the light of the exercise, the light of the sun, or the light of that prayer or verse fill your being, and stay with that for as long as you like. The exercise then consists of reviewing my day, and I do it in 3 layers. In the first layer, I look at my day chronologically from now until I'm going to sleep at the end of the day. If it were a play, I look at the various scenes in the play and just see what they are. This is a very cursory review. When I'm finished, I'm grounded. I know that I can make it through my day. In the second part, I look at each aspect of the day more closely, thinking about whether there is anything I need to remember, anything I need to bring or to do to make what's going on work better. I'm impressed with how often I'll remember something I would have otherwise forgotten, such as, this is the day that I'm going to the library. I shouldn't forget to gather all the books before I leave the house. It's also a time when I can think about what I'm doing. Suppose I'm making breakfast this morning. I can think about what we have, what I'd like to make, what everybody would like, and also what is it that doesn't take too long to cook and has an easy cleanup. I don't need to dwell in areas that don't require dwelling. So in my office, for example, I have a morning session, lunch, and then an afternoon session. I'll look at them to see if there's anything special, but I won't overly spend time with them. I don't want to get too bogged down. As I go through the day, I sometimes notice that there are events that turn my stomach, situations that I don't look forward to. This is a time when I stop to see why. When I've thought about it, it seems that those times during the day are either because it seems like there's too much going on and I won't get through it, or it's because of the people and the situation that I'm having a hard time with. First grouping I'll look at here, the second I'll save for the next review of my day. If I'm stuck on the concept that I can't get through it all, I look to see how I can. Sometimes I might realize that my schedule at this point in time is very difficult and very pressured. I might save how I can make it better for a different time. Now I see how I can get through the day. This might mean that I'm picking the kids up after work, so I can't hang out and chat with everyone I might like to chat with. I need to get going. Once I get through the whole day, I then look at the day once more. This time, I look at the day from the perspective of my heart. I think of who I am and who I want to be in all the settings and situations of the day. So here I go through it once more. Now it's not about the doing aspect of it. It's about the being aspect. And this includes seeing these relationships from the viewpoint of those I interact with. This can be started, for example, by imagining one's spouse or partner and surrounding them with love. Then one could also imagine the children who are at home and picture surrounding them with love. If I'm going to make breakfast for my family, instead of thinking about the specifics of the meal, I'll think about the tone and the mood that I'd like to have. When I think of my day at my office, I think about what I need to do so I can be at my best. I then also think about what I can do to support others. How do I bring caring and compassion to my interactions? And I remember with the families that I see, I want to be open, I want to be present, I want to be as thoughtful as possible, and that I want to serve love. Appreciating that we work best in a positive workplace environment, I think of what I can do in my office to support that. I think of how I can bring caring and compassion in all of my interactions. I might remember to thank our office manager because the day before she had rearranged my schedule so that I could get to a meeting. During this review, I also might remember that I saw one of my colleagues' patients and I want to tell her about what happened and how that visit went. When I think of my day through my heart, I also think of my other interactions and acknowledge those that I'll meet appreciate being recognized for who they are. As I do this review and come to the situations that bother me, the ones that I don't look forward to, I take a look and see just what exactly is causing this dislike. It might be that I feel uncomfortable going to the department meeting because the suggestions that I made via email have been ignored. I look for how I'll respond in this meeting so that it fits with who I want to be. It might be that I'm going to play cards with someone that has given me a hard time and someone that I feel uncomfortable about. Here, it will be helpful to review episode 5, where I discuss forgiving. As I work through these difficult situations, if I don't have time to get to a conclusion, I'll stop where I need to stop and ask love to join me. Then I'll think about this episode again before it happens. If, again, I don't have time to really work through it, I can ask love to join me. It's never failed when I've stopped and asked to do that. I look later and see that these meetings went better than I could have imagined. For some listeners, and on some days, life is more about being than about the demands of an outer schedule. The what we do is still important, so working on those aspects of this daily review is still plays an important role, but it's really remembering we want to carry light and we want to trust ourselves. We want to be able to know we can go through the day and just be who we are. When I finish these three passes, when I've gone through my cursory review of the day, when I've gone through the practical details of what lies ahead, when I've also seen my relationships from the perspective of my heart, I'm ready for my day. I fill myself with light once again, get out of bed, and now I live it. If one lives with a spouse or partner, whether that person is interested in going through the same morning review as we do, when we both awaken, we can then surround each other with light and fill whatever family members we think of with light and love. Going through the day like this is akin to the practicing and preparation that we do before anything we care about, whether it's a business meeting or a wedding that's coming up. We plan all the details so once the event arises, we can enjoy it and be there. That's what this is about. At the end of the day, I do something similar. Once I close my eyes and before I let myself drift off to sleep, I again review the day, only this time I review it backwards. I start where I am now and do a fairly cursory and quick look through the day. Here I want to be able to go from beginning to end, but I'll stop off at several spots along the way. If there are places that worked out very nicely, if I did something that somebody appreciated, I'll stop there and recognize that I truly am appreciated, that I did something that was acknowledged. I also will use this time to look at the situations that I was worried about, to see, did I stick to the picture that I had? Was I able to picture it the way I wanted to and carry through or not? If I didn't, this isn't a punitive time. This is like a performer looking at a video of the performance to think about how would I do it better next time. Sometimes it might happen as I go backwards through my day. I remember events that really turned out terribly, that were unexpected and just blew up, such as in episode 9 when I described being in the car with the kids and I was late. And I'd say to myself, okay, let me look at that and let me think about how I could do it differently. What was the problem here? What did I miss? If it came up in that same setting, how could I do it differently? And then I'll hold a picture of it working out well and move on. Once I finish this reverse view of the day, I then fill myself with light. I can say a prayer or a verse, or I can feel the sun shining into my being, and then I'll let myself drift off to sleep. Notes on the process. This routine makes so much sense to me because the day ahead is coming. I want to be myself. I want to be at my best. I want to enjoy it. I want to live fully and be in flow as much as possible. We prepare for anything we care about, whether it's a hobby or a profession. That preparation also allows me to let go and be ready. There's practice and there's the event. There's getting ready for the event, and that getting ready for the event allows me to be at the event. And just like in anything that I enjoy, whether it's a sport, a craft, or a hobby where I put in work, I know that I'm not perfect, and I won't be perfect. But that's not what I judge myself by. It's being in the game. Again, I like this practice because through it, I really do get better. I suggest for interested listeners that you give it a shot. Give it a 2-week trial during that time, see if it's worth it, see if there are any adjustments you want to make, see how you can make it work for you. I'm very interested in your thoughts and questions. Email me at ron@onbeinghappier.com or at ron@ronschneebaummd.com. I will read your questions. Any ones that I don't answer directly will be fed into the next podcast episodes. To help interested listeners further incorporate these ideas into their lives, I've included this daily routine in the show notes. The show notes can either be found at the homepage where you listen to podcasts, or it can be found at this podcast website. That website is ronschneebaummd.com. You can also get to it by searching for onbeinghappier.com. In that case, onbeinghappier needs to be one word. I appreciate the time that we spend together. I look forward to our next time. Until then, all my very best and be well, Ron.